someone was married when the Torah was given, and then the Torah says it's prohibited to be married to the aunt, do they have to get divorced? So the wording of the Torah is Ervat Eshet Achicha Lo Tegale. Ervat Achicha Hi. Ervat Dodatcha Lo Tegale. Torah says don't reveal the private parts of your aunt. So the wording of the Torah is it's prohibited to be intimate with this person. So every time these people are intimate, they're transgressing. The fact that they got married before the Torah was given doesn't make it permissible. So that's the easy answer.
But you don't have to divorce him.
Who said?
Says you don't have to, you can't, like with David and his wives that you couldn't sleep with because they were violated by Avshalom.
No. Doesn't work that way. The other question, which if I'm not mistaken, the Kli Chemda in his introduction discusses, is the question of if everyone at Sinai was like Gerim, so then a Ger technically doesn't have a father and a mother and an aunt and a sister. But in our parsha, the Torah says that Moshe heard the nation Bochel Mishpechotav, crying over their families. And our sages interpreted that to mean they were crying over the commandments not to marry an aunt, not to marry all the prohibitions of Achrimos and Kedoshim. So that certainly sounds like they had a limited structure, or they had to break certain structures they had set up beforehand. And again, this medrash that the Rush quotes, that Amram had to divorce his wife, certainly sounds that way. There's room to think about the greatness of the people, that they did this.
The whole thing is very hard to understand, because first of all, the range is way up there, by this time, obviously. Yeah. I mean, Moses spent 80 years in the Midian, right? That's one thing. And also, when you say that the literature, there was a great cry, I mean, how many relationships were like this?
Right.
The primitive relationships were, you know,